The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, all right, a story caught our eye in the Irish Independent this morning, and this is very relevant to Ireland, to Ivan, which means it's prime in the national interest. I commute to Dublin about three times a week. I normally always take the train, or I might take the expressway or Wexford bus. But when I have to leave at 5 a.m. in the morning, there aren't great public transport options. So Deirdre is my preferred mode of transport, as with my back problem, I sit in the back. Well, it seems a survey has been done whereby motorists are now leaving their cars at home as fuel prices are forcing them to switch to public transport. Charlie Weston is personal finance editor of the Indo and has the story. Charlie, good morning. From this survey, tell us about the details.
Good morning, Ivan. Yeah, Aviva, the insurance company, they got iReach Insights to do some survey, ask people, were you driving more or less lately? And interestingly, a lot of people are saying, Ivan, that they're not driving as much as they used to. And the main reason is because of the rising cost of fuel, essentially. It seems to be going up all the time. The most recent figures for February show that it was the fourth month in a row of rising fuel prices. And this despite the fact that the crude oil price is pretty low at the moment, $71 when I looked this morning for Brent crude. But people say, look, 34% of people have said we've had to just drive less because it's just becoming too expensive. It's something you have to think about these days a lot. Insurance is expensive as well, but fuel is the main one. Of that 34% who say they're, you know, applying the brakes to car journeys, if you like, a big number of those said they'd significantly reduced their car use.
I'm a regular commuter myself, maybe going to Dublin two or three times a week, and I find the price of the train and the bus. So Wexford or Expressway buses is €19. It's actually the same price for a return trip as it is a day return, as it is for a single trip. And that's okay if it brings you right into Stephen's Green, Connolly, the Keys area. But if you're going anywhere outside of the centre, it's more difficult.
It is. It's more expensive. So, and, you know, we're not always near public transport. I mean, one of the findings of this survey was that, you know, what are people doing instead of driving? Well, they're making less journeys, but they're also, they still need to get to work because the main reason you have a car, 37% would say, is for commuting. So those who can are using public transport, but that's not an easy option outside of Dublin, essentially, in the bigger cities. You know, in Dublin, you have Darts, you have trains, you have Lewis's, you have buses, you have private buses as well, but not the same if you live in Belmullet in County Mayo. So, not surprisingly, the number of those moving to public transport is highest in Dublin, whereas in other areas it's less so. And, you know, at the expense of public transport is probably an issue. But if you're living in a commuter area, a while ago there was a decision made to reduce the price of public transport. So you can, you know, if you're in the Dublin commuter suburban areas, you can get in and out of the city for €2, which is pretty good, but not so outside, and you just don't have the options. So it's all very well for people in Dublin, that's great, but we're very spread out, as you know. That's why we're a very car dependent country. So the fact that people are, you know, it doesn't sound huge that 34% of people are reducing their driving, but given that we are so car dependent, I think that's quite a big figure, Ivan.
Yeah, and it has to be said, going back to Eamon Ryan's time, there was a reduction in, you know, the fuel increases didn't, you know, which equally apply to CIE Group, to private bus operators and so on, have not been passed on. And I remember it came down by about €2, the public transport. I'm sure the pressure is there behind the scenes that they are looking for price increases or more subsidies. And one of the things I find is that actually both on the bus and on the rail, desperate overcrowding. I mean, there's a 4:30 train goes back from Pierce, but there's times on the Wexford bus and Expressway bus that actually they're full. Unless you have a booking online, you can't get on it. So they seem to be popular. Tell me, Charlie, about fuel prices.
I pulled up at the pumps at the weekend and it was 177 a litre for diesel. Is that the highest price ever, or where are we in terms of, is this something to do with biofuels? Why have the prices gone up?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not the highest, I suppose. I mean, there was panic at one stage there. Soon after the energy crisis prompted by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, when the price of a litre of petrol and diesel started heading towards €2, which is psychologically huge. And in some cases, it crossed over. Some garages were charging over €2. It's around 177 a litre. That's the February figures for AA Ireland's fuel survey, a litre for diesel. And but that's up a fair bit. That's up 11 cents since last October. Petrol prices per litre up about 8 cents in the last 4 months to about 180 a litre. A lot of it's an extraordinary fact that there's about five different taxes or levies on your litre of petrol and diesel. More than half of what you put into the tank goes back to the government. More than half of what you spend on what you put into the tank goes back to the government in VAT, excise duty, carbon tax. There's a NORA levy, there's a biofuel levy. I mean, at the start of the year, it was mandated under legislation that the proportion of biofuels in petrol and diesel had to be increased. That added about 2 cents to the litre of both diesel and petrol. So, you know, we're paying a lot more for what we put into the vehicle, despite the fact that crude oil is relatively low at the moment because there are fears about a worldwide recession. So there's no major increase in crude oil prices, but it just seems that it's an awful lot of it just seems the motorist is punished, it seems. But you know, that was policy
with the Greens in government. That was a deliberate policy. So do you think with them leaving office that this might abate somewhat? And do you have any idea, internationally, are we paying more than they are in Northern Ireland, in the UK and the East Europe for fuel?
Well, one of the most expensive for fuel in this country. There was a brief period last summer when we topped the charts. We were down around second or third most of the times, Ivan, for the cost of a litre of petrol and diesel. Will the government do anything about it? I'm not so sure that they will, but they won't even meet Fuels for Ireland. Now, that is the lobby group for the petrol retailers and the importers and distributors of oil. They want a meeting to discuss with the Department of Finance the whole taxation of fuels. They just think it's skewed, it's unfair. The motors carrying a very heavy burden. And their argument is, look, we should look at ways of doing this in a fairer way. But they haven't been able to secure that meeting. They've been asking for it for a long time. And, you know, you get periods when it's cheaper across the border. And if you live on the border, what are you going to do? You're going to go across and fill up over there. So it is a difficult one. And for such a car-dependent country, to have to pay so much for petrol and diesel drives people nuts, actually. They really resent it. Think it's very, very unfair because they're, you know, outside of big areas, as I say, you don't have those public transport options.
And of course, it makes working from home particularly popular. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor, with that story that one in three motorists have applied their brakes to their car journeys. Text us at 087 1400 106. Are you one of the two out of three that haven't budged, or are you looking at taking public transport, especially now that the weather is getting better? Charlie Weston, as always, thank you.
Cheers, Ivan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.